when the fox and the rabbit enter the bank to go talk to the sloth and everything just slows down.
You mean when Nick and Judy go to the DMV to talk to Flash?
Hey there, you're listening to the Trailer Junkies podcast.
Welcome, everyone, to our first episode. We're your hosts, Jim Van Kira.
And Ted Willett. And together, we're the Trailer Junkies.
Each week, we will review movie and television trailers, posters, and any other form of marketing and movie advertising that we can think of.
We'll let you know specifically which trailers we're reviewing. We won't get hung up on characters' names versus actors' names. And we'll work hard to keep each other on the story of the trailer. And I'll boil it down to a three-word review. But most of all, we'll have some fun.
Be sure to subscribe in iTunes, Google Music, or Spotify, and like our Facebook page at Trailer Junkies Podcast.
You can also follow us on Twitter at TJunkies Podcast.
Show notes to episodes, all social media links, and our contact page and everything else we do can be found at trailerjunkiespodcast.com.
Feel free to connect with us for show ideas, cheers or jeers, or just to drop us a line to say hi. But remember, my 11-year-old reads all the comments, so keep it friendly.
We'll plan to keep the episodes around 30 minutes. Maybe sometimes we'll go longer. We just hope you enjoy every episode.
So Jim, what's your favorite trailer?
Favorite? I don't know if I have a favorite, but my most memorable is certainly Zootopia, for no other reason than it just breaks all the rules. When the fox and the rabbit enter the bank to go talk to the sloth and everything just slows down.
Yeah, that's awesome. Sometimes it's more important to be memorable than the best.
The thing I like about it so much is that when you look at your typical trailer, the jump cuts and the pace is so fast and they try to get in so many clips that you kind of lose track of where you are. And with Zootopia, that scene became its own story, I suppose, is the way you can call it. And it can almost stand alone. How about you? What's your favorite?
I, too, do not have a favorite trailer, per se.
Yeah, exactly.
But Alita, Battle Angel, that hit me very recently. Just saw it for the first time. Didn't know anything about the movie. Then I saw it was directed by Robert Rodriguez, written by Cameron. Just amazing cast and crew, and just an amazing look to it. So really excited about trying to do Trailer Junkies for that trailer.
Cool. And when's the release of that movie?
That's summer 2018. I think July, it says.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. So that gives us plenty of time to review it then. And then one other thing before we go. Tell me more about the three-word review.
Yeah, so when Twitter went to 280 characters, I went the other direction. And I started Ted's three words. So liking the idea of the poetry of three-word communications, three-word tweets, I thought it'd be fun to bring that to this platform with three-word reviews. So we'll see if it works.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing your three words each week. Words of Wisdom by Ted Willett.
That's three words.
Or Words of Review by Ted Willett. I don't know. We'll see what we can come up with.
That's also three words.
Yeah, but let's not go too long. How about we sign off here and we'll catch everybody next week with our first trailer review, Molly's Game.
Awesome. See you next week.
All right, Ted, you have a good night.
Have a good night, Jim.